Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from July 29th to August 19th, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On July 29th, here were the news: 200-year-old passport printing firm launches hardware crypto wallet. Chems underscore USA pleads guilty to Bitcoin-enabled dark web opioid conspiracy. Iranian GOVT authorizes cryptocurrency mining as industrial activity. Bitcoin eyeing deep downside correction below $7,000, analyst. Dark web drug dealer to hand over Bitcoin millions after plea deal. U.S. Capital Global commits $10 million to a crypto fund. Crypto-focused finance app Aximetria wins license from Swiss regulator. Tether stablecoin launches on Blockstream's Liquid Network sidechain. Bitcoin faces sub-$9,000 price move as bear trend strengthens. Judge punts on decision in NYAG case against Bitfinex and Tether. $30 million Fortnite tourney bodes well for future of Bitcoin and crypto, analyst. On July 30th, here were the news: Judge, Mt. Gox CEO Mark Karpeles must face U.S. class action lawsuit. Crypto trader XBTOI wins Bermuda license. World can't ignore Bitcoin in geopolitics, says ex-Deutsche Bank exec. Former Wall Street execs unveil the Pit exchange to take on Binance. CNBC host goes full Bitcoin maximalist with $55,000 forecast after halving. Prime Trust launches instant settlement network for crypto fiat trades. Former Mt. Gox CEO Karpeles must face U.S. class action, judge rules. Securitize issues crypto token representing newsletter business. Bitcoin's largest wallet blockchain just launched its first crypto exchange. Bitflyer launches simple Bitcoin buying and selling service for EU market. Crypto exchange and custodian Smart Valor goes live in Switzerland. Multicoin leads $20 million round for speed-focused Solana blockchain. Samsung's Galaxy S10 adds wallet app from blockchain phone rival Pundi X Coinbase Custody to list YouNow's props token. Golden Cross provides glimmer of hope for Bitcoin price revival. Millions in crypto is crossing the Russia-China border daily. There, Tether is king. On July 31st, here were the news. Sony Co. leads $13 million raise for crypto banking startup Bitwala. Bitcoin first as Ledgerx launches regulated physical futures on U.S. market. Chinese mining giant becomes first to file U.S. IPO, unconfirmed report. Singapore's regulator warns of new scam Bitcoin investment scheme. Kraken to enable worldwide fiat funding options. Bitcoin miner maker Canaan confidentially files for IPO in U.S., report. Crypto exchange Rain raises from BitMEX, opens trading in Middle East. Fold app adds Bitcoin kickbacks for purchases at Target, Starbucks. NBA and CryptoKitties creator team up to launch in-game collectibles. Blockchain insurance group B3i launches first product on R3's Corda. Kraken boosts institutional offerings with acquisition of Dan Held's Interchange. Airlines blockchain ticketing platform sees $1 million in July sales. Litecoin is halving soon, what's happening and what you should know. Beating backed, Ledgerx is first to launch physical Bitcoin futures in U.S. On August 1st, here were the news. BitPay says it has paused processing Bitcoin payments in Germany. Tech firm Seagate pilots anti-fraud blockchain tracking with IBM. IRS Brazil requires reporting all Bitcoin transactions starting today. Gibraltar grants first crypto derivatives license to local exchange. SpankChain launches crypto payments service for adult content providers. As Bitcoin price soars, some say it's time for Satoshis to get a symbol. Ex-Goldman Sachs exec confident nothing else has payoff as Bitcoin. Crypto exchange launches shitcoin futures index, offering new way to short alts. ICE CEO, backed will launch Bitcoin futures in very near future. Australia's two leading blockchain advocate groups announce merger. Zuko Wilcox pushes for new developer fund to support Zcash. Bitcoin price on the rise after first Fed rate cut since 2008. Building Bitcoin's software just got a bit more trustless. Bitcoin Lightning wallets are gaining traction in 2019. Investors can now trade Ether and British pounds on the same blockchain. On August 2, here were the news. Former bank, tech execs launch the Pit exchange to compete with Coinbase. Western Union, TD expand money transfers from Canada to the world. Computop launches authentication service as PSD2 implementation deadline looms. Total UPI transactions reach 822 MLN in July 2019. Nets reveals strategic alliance with Prezelawi 24. Quebec introduces new credit card regulations. GCash, Starbucks introduce new mobile payment option. Wirecard strikes deal with SicilPay to drive digital payments in Italy. Western Union plans 10% job cuts, office consolidation amid cross-border focus. Moneycorp acquires the Rochford Group in Australia. MasterCard, Goop and Next Retail Concepts upgrade online shopping in Canada. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.